On the surface, you might think you'd have little in common with Stanless Steel, a New Jersey strongman who performs stunts like bending pennies with his fingers and letting trucks park on his chest. But as independent filmmaker Zachary Levy discovered, there's far more to Stan than his tough-as-steel exterior. Zachary spent almost 10 years shooting hundreds of hours of footage that documented the daily struggles and accomplishments of this unique man. The film, Strongman, begins a run at the Loft Cinema this weekend, and it gave me an opportunity to ask Zachary Levy how he first came into contact with the man known as Stanless Steel.
Yeah, I mean, it was really sort of coincidence. For years I did freelance camera work, and one day I just got a call to go down to the Princeton Airport and film a stunt. And I got in the car and got down to the airport, and Stan is standing in between two Cessna airplanes. His arms are tied to the back of each airplane, and the airplanes are trying to take off in opposite directions. So that literally was my introduction to Stan.
Well, okay, so first of all, how was he able to achieve this without seriously injuring himself?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good stunt. I mean, it's completely real. I mean, it's not faked in any way. I mean, the planes literally were going at takeoff speed. I mean, they were up to 2,400 RPM. I mean, it's a lot of mind power, first of all. It's obviously, he's a lot physically a very strong guy. I mean, and that's a dangerous stunt. Obviously, if something goes wrong during that, I mean, he's going to be torn apart. But he will say, actually, that the hardest thing he can do is bend a penny. So the penny bending is actually harder for him, and harder in the scheme of strongman strength stunts than possibly being drawn and quartered by two airplanes.
And does he bend the penny with his bare hands? Does
Yes.
he wear gloves or anything?
No, he doesn't wear gloves. I mean, he does often put a small piece of paper around the penny just to get a little bit more of a grip on it, so there's a little bit more friction. But, no, it's barehanded. I mean, the challenge of the penny, of course, is that there's just nothing to grip onto. I mean, there's no leverage in bending a penny.
When did you know that you wanted to make a film about this man?
The day I met him. I mean, it was really that immediate. It was a great stunt, but it also seemed to reveal so much of his contradictions. I mean, the stunt itself was really violent and loud and scary, and my first impression on meeting Stan was really that there was this real innocence to him and this real sort of vulnerability, and that just seemed fascinating to me. And then we went back to his house to film an interview with him, and once I got a sense of sort of the larger things that were happening in his life, I mean, I knew pretty much right away that there was a larger film to be made there.
So put that in perspective for us. What were the larger elements revolving around the life of Stanless Steel that you thought would make compelling viewing material?
Well, there's a certain amount of decay, I would say, in his life, you know, and there's a certain... it was a world that was not easy. It was clear. I mean, it was not a world that was screaming, "I'm the strongest man in the world," and flashing lights, you know. And I think that those contradictions, sort of his strengths and his vulnerabilities, the attempt to be strong in a world that was clearly not always strong around him, really just it's had this a real resonance to me. And I don't really know why. I mean, I guess it's one of those things of, I mean, why we're drawn to certain stories, I don't know. I mean, I guess at some level, I felt like it was a story that that sort of any artist could understand, you know, and anyone who was trying to do something with their lives, whether it was paint a painting or write a novel or bend a 9-inch bar into a U. So.
What does Stan do for his day job?
He does scrap metal. I mean, he drives around a pickup truck in the city in New York and collects old machinery. So it's often like elevator parts and sort of strange pieces of industrial, of our industrial past in some way. And it's just he takes that metal and he puts it in his truck and then he takes it to a scrapyard and sells it.
And what about his family? What's his home life like?
Well, it's I guess complicated. like a lot of home lives. The film centers a lot on his relationship with his girlfriend. It also involves his relationship with his brother. His brother, throughout the film, struggles with alcohol, and you could say his home life's a circus, I guess, in a certain sense. I mean, there's a certain chaotic factor that happens in his home life. I mean, which is, I think, related to his strength in a lot of ways, you know, because the strength is an area where he is able to put things in a certain kind of order, in essence. You know, there's a certain unpredictability that happens in his home life, and the strength, he's really bending pieces of metal into shapes that he does have some control over.
Oh, man, that's a devil. It's a hard bend, you know? Doesn't that bridge just break?
No, that won't break. That'll bend, but it's got, you know, it's hardened.
What's the thing that breaks?
Like anything that's like hardened, case
like
hardened.
Can openers on.
Yeah, hardened stuff breaks.
There you go. Keep going. Right there where you had it. You had some kind of good crunch on it. I feel like it's, I know it's bending. He looks real strong. I'm telling you, he's getting stronger because I think in the wintertime he does get stronger. But when you tell me to get strong like that, how the hell am I going to beef up like that?
Well, you have to take mental responsibility.
Oh, come on, man. I believe me.
To what exactly does Stan attribute his unusual strength?
He would say mental power, you know, that would be his answer for sure. Looking at him, it's clearly not all mental. I mean, he is physically incredibly strong. He's not at first glance either. I mean, he's not a bodybuilder in the sense that, his body's not cut the way that a bodybuilder's figure would be cut. But if you saw him walking down the street, you might say, oh, that's just a big guy. And then you'd look closely and say, oh, wait, he has 20 whatever inch arms and this really big neck and these really big legs. So there really is, for sure, a physical element, a big physical element to what he does, and a genetic one, too. I mean, his father was a very strong guy in his own day, too. But Stan would always say that his extraordinary strength really comes from his mental ability. And I wouldn't dispute that, either. I mean, Stan's a guy who has real focus in what he does. And there's something which I think in that focus, which probably allows him to do a stunt like the penny where, he's just focused so much on something so small that it sort of transcends the limits, I guess, of what most people would stop at. You know, there's sort of, it transcends sort of the pain, transcends the idea that it can't be done to the point where he just keeps on doing it until it happens.
Was there a key moment or an event in his life that set him on this path?
No. I mean, he'd always done strength-related things. I mean, when he was younger, he was into bodybuilding. He was always into lifting weights. To this day, I mean, he will say that when he was a baby, he was asking his father about Samson. he was always interested in strength for whatever reason. I think the strongman stuff really came out of just playing around one day. One day, actually, he had a racquetball in his hand, and he ripped it apart. And it was that moment when he said to himself, oh, I have this sort of extraordinary strength in my hands, and I can perhaps turn this into a show.
Can you rattle off a few of his most popular stunts?
Well, bending the penny. You know, I don't want to say that there's no one in the world. Maybe there's someone in Siberia who can bend a penny, but as far as I know, there's not anyone else who can bend a penny with their fingers. He lies on the ground, and trucks drive up on his chest. He breaks chains. He can bend a 9-inch long, half-inch thick piece of rebar into a U. And you can imagine, again, with that, there's just no leverage. He bends horseshoes, really thick horseshoes, too, like Kirchhart's number 5s and diamonds. I mean, these are big, big, thick horseshoes. He'll drive a 60-penny nail with his hand through a big block of wood and license plates combined. There's no hammer in his hand. I mean, he has the nail in the palm of his hand, and he uses his hand as the hammer. So he drives down, if you could just imagine your hand being a hammer, driving down on top of a nail and driving it through significant amounts of wood and metal. He's a great finger lifter. He can lift a lot of weight with a single finger. In the movie, I show him lifting three people in a cage, so it's about 450 pounds with a single finger. But I've seen him lift up to about 650 pounds with a single finger.
What about injuries that this man has suffered attempting these stunts?
It's more wear and tear, I'd say, than injuries. There was never a moment where he did battle with a penny and the penny won. It's more just wear and tear. I mean, Stan's life is pretty haphazard in a lot of ways. I mean, there's not a sports doctor that he goes to regularly, and there's not the apparatus that surrounds like most professional athletes in terms of keeping their bodies in peak condition at the peak time and all these kinds of things. I mean, it's a very homemade kind of sports world. So it's just more that, like, if you leg press trucks for 15 years, at the end, you know, your knees are going to be a little bit creaky.
Does he wear a belt? A weightlifter's belt?
Oh, no.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he's never had a hernia from doing this stuff?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean,
I guess you didn't check him.
Yeah, I've seen him big trucks drive up on his chest too. I mean, maybe 5 or 6,000 pound trucks up onto his chest. So.
And when you're filming this stuff, are you worried for his safety?
Maybe the first couple times I was, but at a certain point, I was seeing it enough to be confident that he could do it. So, I mean, well, I'd say this. I mean, I was never really worried about Stan getting hurt so much because I was confident in his physical strength. But, I mean, one of the things Stan does, which is maybe different from other strength performers, is Stan only does things that he's not sure he can do. Most strength performers, when they get on a stage, their idea of looking strong is to do something that's relatively easy for them. Or if not easy, I mean, it may be harder than anything anyone in the audience can do, but it's not necessarily something that they're going to have difficulty doing. With Stan, he feels, unless it's something that he's not sure he can do, in some ways it's not worthy of him. I mean, he wants the challenge. He wants to be able to risk his own strength. So that's always the challenge with Stan, is that he's really on the edge of his strength when he does something.
How old is he?
Now he's 52. He was in his 40s when we were making the film.
Well, tell me a little bit about Stan's girlfriend. What is her involvement in his career, and does she believe in what he does?
Well, her involvement is she's his announcer, so they're sort of their relationship is complex in a lot of different ways. I mean, there's a definite element of La Strada in this film, I'd say, the Fellini film about the strongman and his announcer. And Barbara, Stan's girlfriend, is Stan's announcer. It's not always a role that she seems comfortable playing in a lot of ways, and that is a large part of the film. But does she believe in him? Yes. I mean, she absolutely believes in him in terms of his physical strength, I would say. And he believes in her in terms of her announcing, I would say, too. Although the tensions between both of those, you know, it's not so easy.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our show. I'm your announcer, Barbara. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the moment you have been waiting for, I bring to you the star of strength, Stanless Steel.
Okay.
Stanless is his first feat of strength this afternoon for your enjoyment. It's a piece of construction, wood or board. It's 2 inches thick. We have two New Jersey license plates, 1 30-penny nail. And he is going to drive with one hand only. His hand is going to be used as if it were a hammer. 30-penny nails. It's going to go very quickly, so watch very closely, please. His hand is going to become a human hammer. Here he goes. Here he goes. Go again. Okay. Let's see if it went all the way through. Okay. Hold on. Okay. There you have it. There you have it.
Describe the style of the movie. How did you go about capturing this remarkable story?
Well, the style, roughly, I would say, is cinema verite. Basically, it's a kind of filmmaking that comes out of a 1960s tradition, and I use a very sort of pure form of it, where literally there's no interviews in the film, there's no character voiceovers, there's no subtitles, there's not even music in the film. I mean, you're just watching scenes from someone's life, really. So I think the effect of it is something where the film feels both very immediate and very honest and real, and at the same time, you're watching it maybe in the content, the way it's constructed is maybe perhaps more along the lines of the way you'd watch a narrative film, and that the story unfolds in front of you.
How many people were usually in your crew?
Usually just me and a sound person.
How comfortable was Stan and his family and his girlfriend with having you around?
They were fine. I mean, it's one of those things where you know very quickly whether there's trust between you and the subjects and the people that you're filming. And there was. I mean, from the moment I met Stan, there was a trust and a certain respect, I think, mutual respect between me and him that makes this kind of filming possible.
Do you keep any bent pennies or other souvenirs?
Yeah, I have some. I have a bar. I have some bars on my wall that Stan bent and some horseshoes and different things over the years that he's bent. Yeah, I mean, the pennies are sort of hard to come by because when he bends them, whoever he's bending a penny for always wants that.
Sure.
So I don't have any pennies, but I have some pretty impressive bars.
Zachary Levi's film Strong Man opens for a limited run at the Loft Cinema this weekend. There's a link for information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org.